Barbarian tribes of Rome, the background to the Burgundians. Now, history of Burgundy could be more accurately as described as the history of the Burgundies, because at different points between 406 and 1795, there were at least 10 distinct entities known as Burgundy. One of the least known of these was the Kingdom of the Burgundians, which lasted from 406 to 534. This early dominion developed into the Kingdom of Burgundy under the Merovingian Franks and finally subsumed into the next Kingdom of Burgundy, often known as Cisjuran Burgundy, founded in 877. The Burgundians may have originated as far away as Scandinavia, but by the 5th century CE, they had settled in the heart of Roman Gaul, or Gallia, as the Romans called it. Gaul had once covered a huge area of Western Europe that today comprises northern Italy, France, Belgium, parts of the Netherlands, Switzerland, parts of Germany on the west bank of the Rhine. Julius Caesar estimated the population of Gaul in mid-1st century BCE as approximately 10 million, an enormous number for that time. Gauls at the time were not a single nation, but a loose confederation of tribes sharing a common language, custom, and ethnic origin. As such, they were in constant flux of alliances, double crossings, and war, both among themselves and with the neighboring Germans of the Rhineland. This only made it easier for the Romans to gradually conquer parts of Gaul, most famously through Caesar's Gallic Wars, and Gaul became an even more prosperous region under the Romans. The power vacuum left by Rome's decline allowed groups like the Burgundians to carve out territories in various parts of the empire, and after the Western Roman Empire collapsed, the next few centuries would see a patchwork of different groups fighting each other across Europe, whether for living space or imperial purposes. Given their location, the Burgundians would end up playing a crucial role in the establishment of Western Europe as it is known today. Now, Burgundy had been a rich agricultural area from the earliest times. It was also well positioned geographically. Travelers from the south to the north of Europe on the western side all had to travel through the province, and thriving trade concessions between the Gauls and the ancient Greeks as early as the 5th century BCE ran along the same paths of least resistance on which today's auto route and high-speed TGV rails are built. Vines seem to have been brought by just about everyone passing through the region, including the Romans. While the weather and the relatively short growing season, at the area might make Burgundy a seemingly unlikely setting for vine growing, the production of other agricultural products over the centuries, the locals discovered that what suited their climate and soil best, and modern Burgundy is one of France's main wine-producing areas. It is famous for both its red and white wines, made mainly from Pinot Noir and Chardonnay grapes, respectively. The reputation and the quality of its vintages have led to high demand and high prices globally, with some Burgundies ranking among the most expensive wines in the world. As with much of Gaul, the dominant people inhabiting the area before the Romans were the Celts. Archaeological findings at the hill fort, known as an oppidum in Vix, northeast of Dijon, for example, show that as early as the late Hallstatt and early Latin periods, 12th and 8th centuries BCE, there was a thriving Celtic presence in the region, with strong trading links to the Greeks and the Etruscan merchants to the south. With regard to cuisine, the modern region is widely known for Dijon mustard, charolais beef, bressé chicken, and the Burgundian dishes of coq au vin, beef bourguignon, and esposé cheese. Similarly, in ancient times, it was an area that produced large quantities of food, much of which was exported south to Rome. Historically, southeastern Burgundy was heavily industrialized with coal mines near the Montsou-de-la-Mans and iron factories and crystal works in La Crassotte. Evidence of the earliest trade comes from archaeological finds known as the Vix Crater, discovered in a grave of a Celtic noblewoman dating to 500 BCE, made of bronze measuring 1.6 meters high and large enough to hold 1,000 liters of wine. Decorated with a frieze of Greek hoplites on the rim, it is the largest known metal vessel from Western classical antiquity that exists today. Celtic mining was an important source for Rome, and this picture of a wealthy, rich, resource-rich area remained throughout the early Middle Ages. During that period, Burgundy continued to be a successful producer of agricultural products, including wine, and had a number of important trading centers, such as Lyon and Geneva, that contributed to its wealth. It was this wealth that made the area such a prize for external forces. People living in this area of France were known as the Aedu or Haidu. They formed a tribal confederation, including tribes living in the area around Lyon, known as the Segobrigie. In addition, the Mandubi occupied land around the Jura, and another tribe, the Bretagurgis, settled around what is now Bourges. Parisi and the Senones lived in what is now modern-day Paris and Sens in the north. The capital of the Aedu were located near modern Autun. These Celtic tribes initially enjoyed good relations with ever-expanding Romans and were known in Rome as the kinsmen or federati of the Roman people. For reasons that are not entirely clear, they decided to go against Rome and ally themselves with Arverni, led by Vercingetorix, to oppose Caesar in the Gallic Wars 58 BCE to 50 BCE. In hindsight, this was a serious error in judgment, and Vercingetorix's attempts to thwart Caesar collapsed at Alesia, about 30 miles from modern Dijon, and in 52 BCE. So that leaves us through the time of Caesar, and next time we'll pick up with Augustus and move a little bit further. The sources for this include The Germanic People, Their Origins, Expansion, and Culture by Owen, The Barbarian West, 400 to 1000 AD by Wallace Hadrill, History of the Barbarian Celts, Vandals, Sarmatians, Scythians, Goths, Huns, and Anglo-Saxons, and Attila and the Nomadic Hordes by Nicole and McBride. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.